This week on Potlatch, Cecilia Coons on the end to some discrimination against Indians in Juneau, and a report on Kuskokwim Community College.
Potlatch, a program about Alaska Natives for Alaska Natives.
Manila, Yuri, Su, 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 Su.
We'll hear more music supplied by the University of Washington Press and the Alaska Festival of Music later in the program. Here now is the final segment of an interview by Walter Johns of station KTOO in Juneau with Cecilia Coons. This time she discusses the role of the Alaskan Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood in eliminating some of the discrimination against Southeast Alaska Indians.
In the past, the people that ran up and organized the Brotherhood, they weren't too educated like the ones we have today, and yet they accomplished a lot of things. I can go down the line and just talk about what they accomplished, especially right here in Juneau. Every now and then we used to go up to the chamber, legislative chamber. I was among them too when they were fighting for, when they were fighting the racial discrimination. Mm-hmm. Governor Greening was governor then.
And he was pretty good, huh?
I mean, he's the one that signed that racial discrimination and to give the pen to Mrs. Pradovich.
Oh, which?
The pen Greening used, you know, to sign that.
What Pradovich was that?
Mrs. Roy Pradovich, Elizabeth Pradovich, the late Elizabeth Pradovich. They gave her that pen.
Was Roy up there then? Was he?
Yes.
He was in the legislature.
All the AMB members, the leaders, were all up there.
Yeah, they were. When you think about them, it just really. I often wonder what it would be like in this state if we had that kind of organization, if we had an organization that was that powerful and that really worked with the people on social problems, you know.
Yes.
Like, not just for money, but to get out there and work for the people. It was, I don't know.
Yes, they had signs at certain places saying no Indians allowed here, and then we called it to whites only. So some of the Indian women, you know, marched uptown looking for the selective office, you know, where they draft you into the army. They want to tell that party to put a sign on the window and say no Indians allowed. They said our children, our sons died for the United States. And they said, and yet we can't get to go certain places. I said, well, now we want them to put up that sign if they're going to be like that.
you were there, weren't you, Cecilia?
Yeah.
You were up there. I think Cecilia was one of them that went up there.
Mm-hmm. I interpret loss. That's how come, even though I was really young, I had to go with quite a few of those people. And one time we went to the Empire office, you know, every time they put an article on the newspaper, they'd tell the Indian boy's name, how old he is, and everything. And so the sisterhood went up there too and told them, listen, if you're not going to put a... when white children get into trouble, you don't put their names on. And why do you do that to our Indian children? That's discrimination. And we put a stop to that.
I'm writing this to say goodbye to what you never should reply, that of all the lords and demons that you leave, I stand entirely alone. That is to say, your loving me would be your only cry. See your duty clearly in the midst of some great city, in the midst of all this love. Many men have loved the bells you, but tell me with your beauty, you can see your duty clearly in the midst of New York City. In the prison of my need, oh, I would share your loneliness, and I demand your greed, and everything depends upon how near to me. And isn't it a pity you can see your duty clearly in the midst of New York City, in the midst of all our love. When you are so very young again, that the forests that you burned away and then sailed away are truly, truly gone. I will starfishes your hand and the jewels for your shoulders fall through the walls of sand, fall through the walls of sand.
Now to Bethel for this report on Kuskokwim Community College.
Well, I'm Terry Hefferly, and I'm working with the management and business program at the community college. And at the present time, we're offering two different types of programs. One kind of program is directed at those people who want to obtain a university degree, an Associate of Arts two-year degree in business. And this program entails a sequence of courses, starting off with very introductory courses in introduction to business, introduction to management, math of business, basic accounting courses, and so on. And the courses are set up in a sequence. You take one, then another one, then another one. This program requires approximately 2 years to complete. We have another program that I'm particularly interested in, and that one we call our training track. Another name for it that we're recently starting to go by is the Management Institute, or Village Management Institute. And these programs are designed for those people who are currently involved in business matters in the region, people who have families to support, who can't take 2 years to obtain a degree, but they would like to learn more about business, learn more about their village corporations, their regional corporation, to do a better job. We're offering these programs in very short modules, 2 weeks each, 3 weeks each, and the courses are problem specific, that is, they're directed at a particular area that the community has indicated is important right now. And In the past, well, let's see, last spring we had a village corporation course that talked about what is a corporation? What's the Claims Act all about? Things about corporations and bylaws and articles of incorporation that everyone should know, but more particularly that boards of directors of the village corporations should know. This year, our Management Institute is going a little bit deeper, and we're going to start talking about more sophisticated concepts. Not only what is a corporation and how does it work, but how do we set up a corporation and make it work the way we want it to, and how to leave a paper trail, a trail of documents that fulfill all the government regulations and things like that. We have periods set aside twice a year, once in the fall of the year and once in the winter, in January, that are set aside as enrollment periods for the regular courses that are being taught, the degree program courses that are being taught. For the degree track programs, this year and possibly next year, our training courses are going to be handled through the Department of Labor CETA program. It's Comprehensive Employment Training Act. Around here it's commonly known as the Yupiktak Pista Manpower Program. And Manpower is handling the applications and recruitment for those programs.
Next, we hear from the Kuskokwim Community College liaison officer, Nels Alexi. First in Yupik, then the English translation.
Vacation
Kuskokwim Community College Liaison Officer Nels Alexi saying in Yupik the following. The liaison officer is a person who goes out to the villages and explains the courses given at Kuskokwim Community College. After Slavi, or Russian Christmas, we'll start filming and advertising the courses at KYUK-TV in Bethel. Also, I will be going out to the villages and explaining courses here at Kuskokwim Community College. My name is Nels Alexi. Kuskokwim Community College is open to everybody that wants to go to school there, also to those of you who haven't finished school. We'll be teaching some classes by television and radio. Also, there will be correspondence courses being offered. That was Nels Alexi on courses at Kuskokwim Community College. Next, Nels Alexi answers the question of whether education in Kuskokwim Community College can help the people.
Jalissa am saka jallah kamin khayang lidi jalissa lit jalish thiva kamin ap takse ku cham lit lit naw masrutjan ilainis dai lit naw halidin cham ikeus nga kam ta tam lit naw stingato kole ku challa challaq lidi.
Nels Alexi said yes, because we don't make a living by only hunting and fishing anymore. We have jobs now that need special education. When you ask for a job nowadays, you're asked what kind of education or skill you have.
Coming up to Ganot Kanga, Puyak to Ramot Kanga, Ayang, 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 Ona kapechang me ya 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 pikulagot ka urukturang akor ayang 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 iya ya ang ya yang ang ayang 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 ang Atiga, 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 Ilukita me yuma na hoya me yuma Kulekota me yuma na hoya me yuma Amech talagne kilech talagne Kikokhtat nunal gaitne nunal gaitne Chinge sangne kawiyak talagne Mamchalkuk talagne ikita khanga Khaya ya chama, khaya ya chama, khaya ya chama, khaya ya chama. Panina kota nuna winga nuna. Kastaxua puska unreke ikita. Kasak, agna kasak, makasak, makasak, sainak.
Ako mga tahak, ako mga tahak, ako mga tahak, ako mga tahak, nangan kabaka, ako minaktok. Atangan kabrakan nakawinahtok. Apangan kabraka ako minahtok. Nangyan kabrakan nakawinahtok.
Nagalin nga arom, nakiyong lukpatin, nakiyong lukpatin, bisagaap sinyane. Misagap sinyane, kamakatasamane, nalawakin, kamakatasamane, nalawakin, trigan nyaruk, trigan nyaruk, niksak tok tok, niksak tok tok, hey, hey. Ugrum sagra yayasya, ugrum sagra yayasya. Ya 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 kasikrane kamane sese a e yapo sumuna inya una kainyakpa ubanga una pilago hai
ya ya Swapam na tulwa pam na aya wala fa aya 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 Swapam na tulwa pam na
Potlatch, produced in the studios of KUAC in College in cooperation with KTOO Juneau, KLTZ Kotzebue, and KYUK Bethel, under Title I of the Higher Education Act.